On November 6, Ypsilanti Community Schools voters will decide a district request for funding through a new tax levy. This is a sinking fund proposal. It is somewhat different from an operating millage or bond issue request. So what's the difference, and how would Ypsilanti Community Schools use the money if approved? Lack of funding is the number one reason cited when school districts ask voters for financial assistance. William Price is an educational leadership professor at Eastern Michigan University.
Michigan is one of a handful of states where the state legislature provides no money to local school districts for facilities, to build new facilities or make major renovations in existing facilities. That means that every local school district is on their own.
There are a couple of ways districts can go about asking the people it serves for more money. Many of you have been asked to approve a bond issue in the past. A school district will use that avenue when it has major projects it needs or wants to accomplish. That usually involves the construction of new buildings or facilities or significant additions to existing structures. Price says a bond issue is simply a way to borrow money and is similar to how individuals go about buying a home.
School districts do the same thing, except instead of going to a mortgage company or a bank, they sell municipal bonds on the bond market. And they have to first seek approval from the local voters in the community for permission to actually sell municipal bonds in the amount of money that would be necessary to build the project.
The money needed to run a district comes to the taxpayer in the form of a general operating millage request. It's a property tax levy, and Price says it's at the heart of the services the district provides on a day-to-day basis.
To pay the salaries and benefits of people, to buy instructional materials, textbooks, to, you know, et cetera, pay for the bus transportation, custodial maintenance, and that kind of thing.
That leaves the option that Ypsilanti Community Schools is putting before voters, the sinking fund millage. It is different from a bond issue in that it does not require the district to borrow money. It generates money to pay for facility repairs, educational upgrades, and things that aren't so expensive that a bond issue would be necessary. But they are things the general operating budget can't support. Alina Zachary Ross is the interim superintendent for Ypsilanti Community Schools. She says to improve the district's educational offerings, it needs more money for building repairs and technology upgrades.
If we want to provide our students the excellent education that's necessary for them to move on to either have a credential in careers or to have that college degree, we've got to continue to innovate.
Ypsilanti Community Schools is asking voters to approve a 3-mil tax levy for a period of 10 years. So what does that mean to you as a homeowner and taxpayer? Professor Price explains.
Let's say it's a $200,000 parcel, so $100,000 is actually subject to tax for the various taxes that are levied in the school district, so that 3 mils would be $3 per thousand. It's $100,000, so it's $300 worth of taxes.
That's if the measure passes. If voters reject the district's request, Zachary Ross says they plan to put it back on the ballot in May.
We know, again, we cannot do this alone. If it does not pass, we'll go out. We'll continue to educate the community. One of the things that I feel like is that we've got to start that, you know, to get other people out. We've got to get a citizens campaign out so people understand the why.
But we have to wait until November 6th to see what voters in the Ypsilanti Community Schools District will decide. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.